Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess in the beginning, part two, or episode two. In the beginning, episode two. And our golden scripture from where we are going to dig all the gold is Genesis 1:1, very common scripture. It says, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Oh, hallelujah. So we started looking at the beginning. And in the last episode, first episode, I spoke to you about what God made and what God created. Now, we want to look at the Hebrew word, because remember, the Old Testament was written in Hebrews. In Hebrew. So now the Hebrew word for create is bara, b-a-r-a. Then the Hebrew word for make is asau, asau, but it's spelled a-s-a-h. So what's the difference between bara, which is create, and asau, which is what? Make. Create and make. Is it not the same thing? Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Is it not the same as make? But when, excuse me, when you look at the whole of Genesis, I mean the Genesis 1, you will notice that bara is referring specifically to supernatural creation. Supernatural creation. What's the meaning of supernatural creation? Out of nothing. Out of nothing. With what material did God create the heavens and the earth? None. So they came out of what? Out of nothing. And that is why, remember that when we're looking at message, another version of Bible, remember what he said. He said, first this, Genesis 1:1. Message is, first this, God created the heavens and the earth. All you see, all you don't see. Then he says, earth was a soup of nothingness. Earth was a soup of nothingness. It's really powerful. A soup of nothingness. So we're talking about out of nothing. Then he added a bottomless emptiness. A bottomless emptiness. Then he adds an inky blackness. So this is where the earth came out of nothing. So because it came out of nothing, when Hebrew was saying God created, he said God bara. God bara. And then he also said that some things were made. So what's the meaning of as our, or in the made, ourself? Please forgive me. What's the meaning of that? It means to make out of pre-existing materials. What I say, when you make out of pre-existing materials. So for instance, when God was making the man, he made the man. We will come into that. Genesis 2:7. He made him out, or fashioned him out of the dust of the earth. So pre-existing material of dust, of clay. God used that to form the man. Then he came to the bara of the man. God now breathed into the man. God breathed into the man. What was that? Into the nostrils of man, the breath of life. And immediately, the Bible says, a man became a living soul. Man came alive. The the material that was used to make the man did not make the man come alive. But when God created the man out of nothing, God created the man. So the man was made before he was created. Oh, hallelujah. The man was made before he was created. So there are two parts of you. One was made, which is the outer shell, which is like the container. Nobody buys a bottle of water and begins to chew the bottle. Nobody does that. Why do we buy the bottle of water? Because of the water inside. When you finish drinking the water, what do you do to the bottle? You discard it. And that is why when this spirit leaves the man, the body drops and a hole is dug and the man is put into it. Oh, hallelujah. So you are two things. You were made and you were created. You have to think about it today. What is made? The outer shell. What is created? The inner man. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.